Want to spiff up your home?
It's going to take more than a little paint and some new grass on the roof to turn that place around.
This week at Rosie on the House, we're talking curb appeal with TWD Design Build Remodel. Help your house make a good first impression. Join the conversation now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, where we spend 3 hours every Saturday morning with the purpose of trying to become your best friend by educating you, entertaining you, and protecting you concerning any issue having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. This will be one more hour, believe it or not, of campaign-free radio. That's right. You won't hear any campaign ads all morning long as you've got Rosie on the House here and Mike Reese, the broadcast engineer, controlling the switches.
And if you want to keep that going, then just get the podcast and you can loop it over and over and over the rest of the day or the week or whatever.
We're on a theme today, a theme of curb appeal. What are some of the things you might consider trying to tackle around your house that could do a little pizzazz right there on the front yard, right there in the front elevation of the house, right there on the face of your home? So to do that, we brought in our remodeling experts from the Glendale area, operating pretty well valley-wide, TWD, Mr. Todd Whitaker. Thank you for bringing in the gang.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rosie, for having us.
Hey, why don't you just give us a 30-second elevator speech on the company and the history of the company, and what is it y'all like to do, and where do you like to do it?
Well, Rosie, we've been around since 1996. We've went from doing drywall repairs all the way up to being a full-fledged general contractor with a showroom in our office. We do, you're speaking today about curb appeal. We do a lot of that. I've got Julio here with me, who's my general manager, and Nathan over here, which is project manager. So we're here to help however we can.
If anybody has a project they're contemplating about trying to tackle to impact their curb appeal, we've got the experts for you to talk to. We're going to drill down deep on this particular topic today with the gang from TWD, Todd Whitaker. Y'all have been a Rosie on the House certified contractor. I want to say it's going on about 4 years, I believe.
Yep.
We've gotten some excellent, excellent feedback on the work y'all are doing for our listeners. We appreciate you carrying the banner as high as you do. Appreciate you maintaining the level of service that you do. Y'all have a new showroom opening.
We do. We have our existing. We're just kind of extending it, let's call it that. Sometime in the first part of December is when we'll be up and running on that portion of it. But
and the cross streets?
91st Avenue and Grand. So Okay. Basically 101 and Grand Avenue, west side.
Right, where your main office is now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just expanding the showroom that you have already, which
Absolutely.
Is a beautiful showroom.
Thank you very much.
So we've sent lots of folks over there. Well, let's talk about curb appeal. You know, we were talking earlier in the landscaping hour. Again, you've got Julio. Thank you for coming, Julio.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Absolutely.
We were talking in the opening hour of the landscape hour, 8 o'clock this morning, about it's always good to take a look at your house like with a new pair of eyes, because you're coming home to the same address every day. You're used to the little peeling fascia, and so once you notice it, you quit looking at it, right? You think it's going to go away, right?
Yeah.
Or the spalling stem wall below the weepscreed of the stucco, or any of those things. You start ignoring the little things for sake of, especially during football season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially during football season.
Right.
Those things just kind of go, it can wait, it can wait. But we tell people, look, if you want someone to give you a free opinion of the front yard, go around your neighborhood, knock on your neighbor's doors, and give your free opinion of their yard and their house.
How's that work?
That'll all but guarantee you get an opinion back of what they think about your house, right?
There you go, yeah.
But one of the easy things, we talked about little simple landscaping things you could do, but let's go ahead and let's jump onto the structure of the house. And one of the first things you can do is just take a look at your front door. We may find 7 or 8 different projects we could do just revolving around the front door. Simplest one. Nathan, let's take it off the hinges. Let's take it down. It's a south or it's a west-facing door.
Right.
It's, I want to say it's
beat up by the sun.
It's 15 years old. It's a carved oak. You know the door. You've seen millions of them.
Absolutely.
It turned a little yellow in the sun. The varnish is peeling across the bottom because that's the part that's not covered by the little front portico.
Right.
What are we going to do with a solid wood door that's 10 to 15 years old, probably hasn't been restained or finished in 5 or 6 years?
Typically, those, we have to take them completely down, strip them. It's quite a process, but you really got to get down to the bare wood.
How do you like to strip them? Depending on the amount of carving, sometimes you have to take them to a dip shop.
Correct. And we typically use almost a marine grade stripper so that we can minimize the downtime for the homeowners. Unfortunately, it's quite the process. So you can actually imagine that somebody doesn't want to lose their front door, and they definitely don't want it to be all day, but it is a lengthy process, and it takes most of the day to strip it down with those removers. Some of the more extensive ones, unfortunately, you are going to have to take them down and really get down to it with some sanding and get down to those maybe 2 or 3 layers of paint that they've had on it.
Now, if a homeowner has that door and they're trying to tackle this project themselves, could they just sand the scaled, peeled, peeling varnish?
Absolutely. If it's just the varnish, it's quite the project for some homeowners, but you can do it yourself. The clear coat is most commonly called. You can definitely sand it down. You can scrape it and get a new clear coat on it, which out here in the Phoenix area is definitely recommended once a year. Yeah. To recoat those doors.
And, you know, I try and encourage people, if the front door is a place they're going to start, to try and create a new curb appeal. It's also the number one place burglars break into homes. So while we've got the door down, let's do what we can about reinforcing that jamb. And I tell people, let's take the inside casing off. Let's drill through the jamb above the deadbolt, between the deadbolt and the latch, and under the latch, and let's set into that jamb some nice 6-inch screws so that that jamb can't be kicked out, because that's generally 90% of the time how people come through the front door, is they just use a battering ram or their foot like the movies and they kick the door in.
Right.
You put those two screws in there, and they're going to break their ankle before they get in that door.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, some of the newer doors, if your home was built after about 2003, 2004, they started putting those steel plates behind the jamb, and that's exactly what they were for, to stop the kick proof. But if your home is older than that and we're working on the front door, let's go ahead and reinforce that jamb, make it one of the toughest places for anyone to get in, unwelcome, uninvited guests. So we're going to reinforce the jamb. We're going to strip the wood. What do y'all like in the way of refinishing? We're huge fans of the PPG paint product, the whole line of Pittsburgh Architectural Coatings. We love everything they've got.
Absolutely. Yeah, their products are great. We use a variety depending on what the door is. Again, if it's wood, if it's fiberglass. And we try to use what we think is best for that product. But PPG is right down the street from us, about 4 buildings down.
When y'all stain the wood door, we're going to let the stain completely dry. We're going to, you know, we may brush it on. We may wipe it off. However it's applied, we need to really let that cure and settle up. But do you have a particular product you like to top coat it with?
We typically like to use Therma-True.
Okay.
Therma-True has a great product. It's a one-day finishing kit. However, it's best to do it in 2 parts, 2 different days. You do your base coat of stain, probably 2 coats, and then come back the following day when it's nice and cool and apply the clear coat or the top coat.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do
it. Okay. Because there's a lot of inferior products that
Correct.
You can top coat that actually sunburn. They're very UV sensitive. They turn yellow within a couple months.
Correct.
So the right product there as the top coat. The other thing you could do is you could actually paint the door. And Jennifer was doing a little study on what different colors mean.
Right. If you see a red door, what do you think that might indicate?
Anger.
No.
Raging bull.
No. It means energy and excitement.
Wow.
Red. Okay. Red is, okay, all right.
Who put this list together?
Well, I just did some Very technical research. Okay,
no. Your mother. About, that's all you need to know.
How about yellow? How about yellow?
Yellow? This is a chick house.
Hey, hang on. Back to red. Doesn't that mean pastor, too?
I don't know.
Are pastor's doors
supposed
to be red?
This is more about the emotions that it evokes. I think there's history things as well. We'll get into those. But this is like, when you see this color, what does it evoke in you?
Okay.
So if you see yellow, what are you going to think of?
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Sunny. Optimistic.
Okay. All right.
How about white?
Boring.
No. These are supposed to all be positive things. Fresh and organized.
Oh.
Okay. How about gray?
That reminds me of a battleship, so military.
No, modern. You guys aren't getting it. Okay, one
we're
more.
We're not getting it.
One more, blue.
Forever. The horizon. The sky.
Tranquil.
Okay.
So anyway, it's kind of fun.
And Let me ask you.
Yes.
Purple.
I don't think anybody ever paints their door purple.
Unless you colors.
Oh,
come on.
Okay. Yeah. And ours is stained, which I love, but that's natural and organic.
That's us, baby.
That's us, baby,
to the T. You have a list of things never to put in your front yard to improve curb appeal.
Yeah. You want to hear them?
What are they?
Well, this came off of redneck.com. So if you see a house with a toilet used as a planter,
no.
Not so really.
Really? I think there's some HOA rules against that.
Or old cars.
Okay.
They've got their place in the right house and setting.
How about clothesline?
Oh, that's always a nice touch, especially with grandma's underwear on it.
Or toy clutter. So those are things that would, you know, not be appealing and want to draw you in.
Yeah, I could see the argument for all of those. All right, we're talking front doors. We're talking refinish it, restain it, repaint it. Once you've got the door down, we've reinforced the jamb already, and we're in the issue of security, what are some of the other things? Maybe let's get one of those 360-degree wide vision peepholes into the door so you can look at someone coming up to the door. And when we get back, we'll get back.